Good performance, unbeaten run extended.
Yes, we're in a good flow, especially after last week's victory. So, such a good victory with a great finish to the game. It could arguably have been sort of come down to earth time today, but we stuck at it. Very professional, I thought, and the performance and the result was built up on a really good, strong defence. We had to deal with a lot of crosses, and the goalkeeper or the two centre-backs heading it out or the full-backs on the cover managed to sort of stem the flow. We did have to have moments in the game where we was under strong pressure. But, of course, when you're getting goals at, you know, opportune times, as we did, Ollie, first of all, to take the sort of pressure off everyone with a goal, and we expect it of him now because he's definitely in good form. And, you know, when it's on his left foot there on the edge of the box, you're expecting him to hit the target, which he did, and, of course, it was in the corner. And then the second goal from Jake finished them off. I quite liked Yeovil. You could see that they've got, they've got their own run going, and credit to the manager for getting them as a unit and as a team and, you know, hard to beat, but we managed to overcome it. And, therefore, yeah, we're on to the next. Been hearing all sorts of things about scores, but in a way it's unimportant. If we keep on this run doing what we're doing, then it will take care of itself. So, I'm happy to hear the Chiefs got down at the back end of the game, but, Exeter moves on.
We used the word efficient a couple of times in the commentary. Is that fair to say that was an efficient performance today, professional?
Very efficient. And, whichever you want to call it, solid, efficient, professional. We just look right. We look like we're in contact with each other. If there's a mistake, there's someone to fill in. We're not always going to sort of play good football through a team. You know, you're going to give what looks easy ones away, but guess what? We've got recovery. Ollie Watkins is a prime example. You know, he makes little errors in the game, but by God, does he get back and recover his ground and, you know, sometimes win the ball back for us. He had to be very careful today, Ollie, because he got a yellow card. I don't know if it was worthy of a yellow card or not. But got the yellow card, and then he had to be fairly careful with the way that he played. And it's not that we expect him to go into crunches and tackles or anything, but, you know, maybe he gets a second goal, wonder goal, and he goes and celebrates with the fans or comes out of a wall too early to get the second yellow. But he played with that extra bit of discipline and responsibility, which is actually going to make him into a very good player.
So real maturity, didn't he, getting that book in after 10 minutes and surviving for the next 75 minutes?
I have to say I was quite pleased when Tiz took him out of the heat, for whatever reason, be it, you know, freshen his legs up for next week or shield him a little bit from the possible second yellow. So David Noble come through really well, you know, I didn't really expect him to get 90 minutes, David. I understood the selection of why he picked him. And, of course, we've now got people like David Wheeler and Christian Ribeiro on the bench. And, you know, I'm not suggesting that'll be the same team next week, but they'll come back with fresh legs and fresh impetus in to keep this run going and, you know, couldn't have an harder opponent than Northampton.
No better time to hit this run of form the way Exeter are doing at the moment. And 5 games to play, all to play for.
Playful, no doubt. You know, let's all be one. I asked the supporters club at the end of last season, who's claiming responsibility for Grimesy? You know, the fact that we sold him and got a lot of money, and they named one or two people like the youth development man and Tiz and whatever. And I said, yeah, you the supporters, because you made the rules that we're going to keep a youth development scheme going. And basically, it's everyone. It's everyone. And that's really what we got to be between now and the end of the season. Everyone pulling in the same direction. You know, the home crowd, stay with us like you did for the Plymouth game, which rewarded with 2 late goals. And let's stick together and try and make up any ground that we need to make up and make sure we're there at the end of the season.